Windows down, music up. Get ready to hit the road in a new Chevy SUV or truck. Chevy is a name you know and trust. It's Chevy as American as apple pie and baseball. Check out the full line of Chevy vehicles at your local Chevy dealer. Chevy, drive Chicago.
Hi, Demetrius.
Well, hello, Wendy. How are you? I gotta get that song.
That is a really cool song, and I thought that sounded like Sting-a-ding-a-ding-dong. What's it called?
Is Colin back there? Does he
yeah.
Know?
Yeah. Colin, what's it called?
Heavy Cloud, No Rain.
Heavy Cloud, No Rain. How do you not know all the weather songs out there, Demetrius?
Because they're usually not very good. well, they're usually not very positive. Outkast had one that said, weatherman saying that it's not going to rain, and now we're sitting in a drop top soaking wet. I'm like, oh, great. That's awesome. You know, you just love Outkast. Heroes.
How has your puppy been doing with these crazy storms that just appear out of nowhere?
Well, one thing about a meteorologist, and we talk about this on our show, The Forecasters, which plays on WGN Plus at 7, we try to let people know what it's like to be a forecaster and the types of things that we have to, just kind of let you in on the lives of a job where you forecast, which, you know, I still haven't found very many jobs where people forecast, especially with the scrutiny that a meteorologist does.
Right.
But when it storms, I'm at work.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I have no idea. I have no idea how she does.
Well, because yesterday, it was a couple days ago, I don't even remember now, because a storm happened out of nowhere, and I gave Kona one of these little CBD chews. And I came home, he was okay, and nothing was destroyed, but I just feel bad for them. It's a lot.
I do feel bad for them. I had a dog that I gave my old dog, I gave her one of those thunder shirts.
Yeah.
They, like, sent it in as a promotional thing, like, hey, meteorologist, you know, promote these shirts. She ripped it apart on the first storm.
Yeah, mine didn't like that either. I mean, it's a good concept. It's like a good, solid hug to make sure they feel safe, but it's also super confining. It's more like a straitjacket.
Yeah. Well, and then it's also just a bullseye. It's like, wait, I can focus on this, you know?
Yeah.
And the company
right.
was like, are you going to review our product? And I'm like, no, you don't want me to. Trust me.
today, I got to tell you, it's pretty hot out there. Is it the humidity that's bugging us?
Yeah, it's the humidity. I mean, we've seen dew point temperatures in the mid-60s, and they're going to drop tonight. As a matter of fact, the temperature will drop tonight. But we've seen dew point temperatures that high. That's summer-like. So when you see dew points in the, you know, 60s, even, you know, middle of the summer, you think, oh, well, it's going to be a muggy day, muggy night. That's what we're seeing now. It's basically Gulf moisture, Gulf air that is just influxing in from the south. And unfortunately for folks who love this weather, this is the last day of it. We're going to cool down until probably Memorial Day.
All right. So planting, I have said this for years. I know a lot of people plant on Mother's Day, outdoor plants.
Yes.
And I'm talking veggies. I'm not, perennials can handle this. But a lot of people plant on Mother's Day. Mother's Day was very early this year. I always
yes.
wait till Memorial Day. Have you planted any tomatoes or anything outside yet?
No, as a matter of fact, I just started germinating. So I always go from seeds. So I just started germinating a couple of days ago because Mother's Day, like you said, was so early. We have frost after Mother's Day, you know, so there's probably not going to be any more. I don't see any, you know, cool nights like that coming our way. But, yeah, I think Memorial Day this year would probably be a better idea. But, yeah, a lot of people kind of, our email box was full of people saying, well, isn't Mother's Day okay? And we're like, yeah, we think so. And then all of a sudden, 3 days later, we're like, no, it's not okay.
Well, now I'm worried about another snowstorm, Demetrius, because yesterday I put our snow shovels away because I didn't like them sitting on the front porch. I thought it looked really stupid. So who knows? Maybe I am going to bring a snowstorm our way. I sure hope not.
We will blame you. You all are right. The jinx. But no, we have temperatures, you know, now we're talking a normal high temperature in the 70s. So if we see snow, I mean, we're talking record low temperatures there or close to it. So we're done with the snow. We
All
can
right.
put those things away. You know, as far as the frost goes, we're not expecting it for the next week. And with each week, we buy more time where we expect warmer temperatures to come our way.
perfect because the sunlight is lasting longer. It's warmer. I am so psyched for summer, dude. I really am.
It seems like everyone is. I mean, this wasn't a horrible winter.
No.
But almost every, it seems like, you know, maybe it's perception, but it does seem like people are like, okay, this is over. Like, it's time for summer. It's time for summer. Sunset today is 8:08.
Look at that.
So, and sunrise, of course, is, you know, before 6 a.m. So there you go. For all the people who hate daylight saving time, well, how about your sunset being 7:08 and your sunrise being 4 or something in the morning?
No, you know? I don't want
How do you like that? Yeah.
How do you like them apples, huh? All right, hang on.
How do you like them apples?
Hang on for just a second. Don't plant your apple tree yet either. Demetrius Ivory, we're talking weather. We'll get a complete forecast and more. Demetrius Ivory joins us, chief meteorologist at WGN-TV. Where's the sun?
Well, unfortunately, it's hiding behind clouds, which just developed. However, the lack of sunshine and temperatures only climbing into the low 80s means that we're not going to see those severe storms that our friends and forces of Indiana and Ohio are going to see. Earlier today, we were in a slight risk. At least northwest Indiana was in a slight risk for seeing strong storms. Looks like it's not going to happen, but yes, the sun's going away and the warm temperatures will next.
Okay, and we have a question from 815. Wendy, please ask Demetrius why the winds have been so ridiculous this spring. I live 15 miles west of DeKalb, and we have been putting up with these crazy winds for 3 months now. I have noticed it's been way windier. I find all my patio cushions in the backyard.
Yeah, my kids want a trampoline for summer, and I'm like, nope, no thanks. We have had strong winds. I mean, yesterday we had a 79-mile-per-hour wind gust.
Jeez.
At Midway. So yeah, they had to, there was a ground stop. As a matter of fact, Tom Skilling was flying into the city, and they had to kind of do a loop-de-loop. You blame Tom. You blame Tom whenever anything happens here. And they had to do a loop-de-loop kind of around Midway because of those powerful wind gusts. We have seen some strong winds. It's just been a very, extremely stormy spring for us. And, you know, there's a lot of factors that could possibly go into that. But sometimes it's just weather, you know. I mean, it's just, you know, those storms have just happened to make their way into our region. Certainly quite early, temperatures were warmer than normal for most of the months starting this month, this year. So, of course, that's going to kind of add to it also. But, yeah, we have seen some really, really powerful windstorms.
Okay, and add to that the biggest hail I've seen in probably 20 years. I was looking at my car from a bedroom window the other day, and I have, like, baseball-sized dents on my hood from the hail.
Oh, wow.
Maybe well, not baseball. Maybe golf that. Ball. But still, it's been... Wait. Go on.
Oh, I'm sorry. I hope you found that, because, well, here's the thing about hailstones, okay? The size of them is correlated to the strength of the thunderstorm.
Oh.
So basically, when you're talking about a hailstone, it's lifted up by the updraft in a thunderstorm. And the winds have to be at a certain speed in order to keep that thing in the air. After a while, the hailstone, as it continues to what's called accretion, which is basically getting bigger by, you know, adding more ice, the hailstone eventually gets heavier than the winds, you know, too heavy for the winds to, you know, continue to sustain it up, you know, in the levels above, and then it starts to fall. So when you're talking baseball-sized hailstones, I mean, you're talking winds that are, you know, rising from the earth. This is the updraft in a thunderstorm. You know, I don't have it on me, but I would say upwards of probably about 100, maybe 115 miles per hour. This is how strong that storm is, that, you know, the air leaving the surface and going up into the higher levels is defying gravity and going 100-plus miles per hour to sustain that hailstone.
Jeez.
That kind of gives you an idea of how strong that storm is.
Well, I may have exaggerated, you know, like when you catch a fish, it was this big. Maybe it was golf ball. But still, I've never had dents on my car before from hail until this year.
I think a lot of people have. We've had a number of hails. Again, we've had some really powerful storms. And I think that we've probably had more hail damage than wind damage. Certainly not flooding damage. Flooding, you know, kills more people, causes more monetary damage than anything, any other natural phenomenon. But, you know, I'd say hail is probably our, you know, our close second right now. A lot of people, I mean, the fact that it can damage your roof.
Yeah.
That's something else.
Yeah, I got to say, hell no.
Hey, every time I'm in the studio, what the hell?
I love the weather nerd humor. It's fun. All right, oh. Demetrius, what's our forecast looking like? It's going to chill out a little bit, right?
Okay, well, we are expecting to see changes come our way. Tonight we'll have temperatures dropping into the 50s. And the kind of heat wave that we've had, the warmer than normal temperatures, the 80s, they're gone. We're going to see temperatures tomorrow in the 50s and low 60s, maybe a shower tomorrow. Then we're dry for the rest of the work week. Still, though, temperatures only topping out in the mid-60s. Typical highs would be in the low 70s. As we get into Saturday, maybe a shower, low 70s there. Mid-70s for Sunday, we are dry. And right now for Memorial Day, low 80s, get the pool open, and we're expecting to see mostly sunny skies.
It's about time, because I really feel like our seasons have shifted a bit, and it's, you know, you can't really go swimming till July because it seems like it's never warm enough.
Right. Like, as someone who had a pool, Memorial Day, you're going to be spending a lot to heat that thing probably over the next couple of weeks. But you can run the thing till past Halloween now.
Yeah, that's
true. That's just how it is.
I love it.
I would say climate change, but it's a local thing, so not necessarily.
All right, well, cool. Always a pleasure talking to you, and thank you for keeping us up to date on all the weather stuff out there.
Okay, tell Cullen I'm waiting on the playlist. It's time that he goes worldwide here.
All right, he'll send it to you, okay? Again, Sting, and what's the name of that song, Colin? Yeah, I forgot, too. That's why I'm asking you. It's Solo Sting, I would imagine.
Heavy Cloud, No Rain.
Heavy Cloud, No Rain by Sting.
Heavy Cloud, No Rain. I got my new wedding song. Let's do this.
All right, cool. Congrats. All right, talk to you, Demetrius.
Talk to you.
All right, Demetrius Ivory.